are.
All right. Hello and welcome to episode 344 of the Hooniverse podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Glucker. Joining me is my man, Ron. What is going on?
Howdy.
Cheers, cheers, good, cheers. I don't have a drink. I don't have a drink tonight. Yeah. I just drank a beverage with not alcohol, but other stuff in it. So, because I have a an early morning commercial shoot tomorrow. So,
oh, nice.
I don't want to drink alcohol because it makes you fat. fatter. So, yeah, I'll talk about that later, though. How's it going? How you been?
Good, man. Actually taking a break from alcohol myself. This is just soda water.
Oh, okay. Nice. Look at that. Fancy that. Look at us being responsible-ish. we missed you last week. You were stuck on a boat.
That's true. I was thrilled to be on the boat, but I was stuck on it. Yeah, our buddy, have you ever met Chris?
No.
So Chris Reese is the owner of the Pike Bar and Grill. Or grill, restaurant, whatever, down here in Long Beach. And last Thursday, you and I had planned to record on Thursday, but I forgot that Chris had invited me out on his boat because they had like the NFL kickoff experience or whatever it was in accordance with the Rams season opener game that was that night. They had like J Balvin like performing on the beach. So Chris took the boat out for a couple hours. We just cruised around. We missed that part, but yeah, we just cruised around the harbor and had a couple beverages and enjoyed the night.
Nice.
It was like 105 degrees in Long Beach, so it was nice to be out on the water and you know, kind of get that sea breeze and mist.
Yeah. It's cooled off a little bit, which is good. It feels a lot better over the last few days. Hopefully it lasts. But let's dive into car stuff because something got revealed tonight. Did you get a chance to
buddy.
See it? What do you think?
New Mustang. Yeah, I watched it. Saw our buddy Jared emceeing. You know, I'm a Mustang guy at heart, so I was excited to see what it was. I'm not blown away, but I was impressed with a few things. Like styling is just kind of bland to me, but overall I'm a fan. Like there's some cool new features, cool new tech, and I don't know, I'll probably end up ordering one. I think that a GT, the Dark Horse, might make a good daily to replace the Audi when that warranty expires.
Yeah. Did you see I didn't see it until because I didn't watch the live stream. I had info earlier and I had to make a video for Auto Trader. But apparently you can change the gauge cluster so the gauges looks like Fox body gauges.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's cool, yeah. It's like I appreciate that nod to Mustang enthusiasts of a certain age like myself.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. They didn't say that specs in the live stream, right? Because they didn't reveal them earlier to the press.
I mean, they gave roundabout numbers. Like the GT, they said will have upwards of 480 horsepower.
The dark horse,
they around 500. So I don't know if it's going to be like 495 or if it's going to be 505 but they did say the dark horse. They it starts with the five. It seems like
wow, so. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm curious how the electronic drift brake is going to work. That could be goofy or awesome.
Right. I think it's going to be a little of both. Depending on, you know, if you have any experience with that. But it's a lever, like, but it's not mechanical. So you can't, it's on or it's off, you know, no matter how far up you have it is what they didn't detail that, but I saw somebody else's review and they were hands-on in the interior. And basically they said, you know, up is, you know, the brake is on, like it's not progressive, like a standard emergency brake.
Interesting.
So yeah, I'm curious how that all is going to work. And I mean, I'm sure we're going to see some epic fails all over the place.
Oh yeah.
People trying this out for the first time, but
right.
It'll be cool.
And then the one thing I think is dumb is the ability to rev your engine via the key fob. I think it's just some goofy shit.
That's hilarious. I want to see it in action.
I'm actually shocked that Dodge didn't come up with this first.
Sure. Yeah.
It feels like a Hellcat thing.
Totally.
And you know they're kicking themselves or they're probably like, no, we can't do that. And then Ford did it. They're like, God damn it, we should have done it.
Could have done it.
But yeah, I'm
I
with
don't know,
you.
man. I think it's kind of funny. Like, depending on the range, like, I could see that almost being like a, not necessarily a theft deterrent, but, you know, keep people from fucking with your car. Just like, I don't know, it's something, just like being able to start your car, you know, with your key fob from a
Yeah.
distance. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's going to be obnoxious. It's going to be overused. It's going to piss a lot of people off and make enemies out of, make enemies of Mustang owners. But whatever, it's silly. That's what these
Yeah.
cars are, man. It's
Sure.
like they're all embracing their silliness as kind of a last hurrah to the V8 pony car, muscle car era.
There's some good features though too, besides that, like the performance pack with the torsion and the front brace and the bigger brakes and the, you know, just shit like that. So and Recaro seats and extra cooling. So it sounds
Did
like
you see the GT3 and GT4 cars though?
no, did they
I don't
show
even
them?
know if they showed them in the unveiling, but I saw them again elsewhere, like
Oh,
after
really?
it, after the live stream. Holy shit. Like, I'm not sure which one I was looking at, but either GT3 or GT4 has, I mean, they're like Porsche's GT3 RS, like swan neck wing. They're like,
Oh.
psh, that's weak shit. Like, this thing has a wing that extends from like the roof, like the top of the roof, like the top of the glass, like the uprights are basically horizontal. So
Wow.
it's not connected to the trunk at all. It seems like it goes through the glass and like connects directly to the roll cage. I've only seen like small like thumbnails of it, but it looks aggressive as hell and it looks super cool.
Damn, I gotta find pictures of that after we're done here. That
Yeah.
sounds awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm with you on the design, though. I think the front is interesting. I want to see it in person. I think the rear is kind of weak. It reminds me of a Sonata, the way it like cuts in. I think the wheel design is pretty cool, and I like that they're offering a bronze package on the wheel,
Yeah.
which is pretty cool. I really got to see the car in person. I haven't seen it in person
Yeah,
yet.
totally.
I'm sure it'll grow, and I'm sure sportier versions will look better.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't impressed by, so in the live stream, they only showed the GT and the EcoBoost, and then they brought the Dark Horse out later.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm like looking at the GT and EcoBoost, I'm like, pretty underwhelmed. Then, you know, the Dark Horse comes out and it's like, okay, that's much more aggressive. That's like the one that I would want. That looks cool. But my biggest gripe with the design overall is especially like the rear three quarter, like there's a lot of current Camaro there, like
100%.
just the same surfacing and like, you know, it's got a much taller haunch than the current Mustang.
Yep.
So like those rear quarters have a lot of mass and it visually shrinks the wheels and the wheel openings. So like
Yeah.
they look tiny. Like it looks like it's on roller skates, even though it's on like really aggressive 19. So
Yeah.
it doesn't bode well for me and those in my profession. There's just not seemingly a lot of room for upsizing there. But
Interesting.
I don't know. It's I feel like they kind of copied Camaro's homework there,
Yeah,
at least from some angles.
when I was putting my video together and I grabbed a B-roll of you know, I'm scrolling through and there's a three quarter a rear three quarter of the convertible with the top down in red, and I was like, holy shit, that looks like a Camaro. Like it looked a lot like a Camaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can see that. That's interesting. Yeah, well, we'll see it in person soon enough, and it goes on
Any
sale.
idea on like release? Have you heard anything? Are they going to try and stick to the April 17th like kind of commemorative date?
What I've heard is it's on sale summer of 23.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I've heard. Speaking of another Ford product, because you weren't here last week, I drove it briefly, but now I've spent more time with it. Bronco Raptor.
Yeah, dude.
It's the best.
You whooped on that thing, it looked like, man. I
Yeah.
see stills and video of that thing with like the front wheels off the ground.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, sick.
I came in to try to like I went with my photographer friend AJ, who goes by at Photo Runner on Instagram. He just wanted to get some snacks. He's like, can we come shoot that? I was like, yeah, absolutely, you know, just give me the pics and the footage, and yeah, let's do it. And I was like, we gotta jump it, we gotta jump it. And I went in and like it wasn't working, so I was like, fuck this, I gotta send it with more speed. And I came into it sideways. I was like, this isn't what I wanted to do, but I kind of went off sideways, and it actually looked sick because he was recording in slow-mo. And then there were spots where I was doing donuts around him. That it's absolutely a silly thing, and I love it. It looks
Yeah.
so good in the green with the amber lights up front. Pfft, it's the shit.
I don't know that I can get over those fender flares, like
The flares are
aesthetically.
terrible.
Yeah, but that thing looks super cool and capable, man. I'd I bet that was a lot of fun.
I want to see someone have the Fender's Wrapped body color. I'm
Sure.
really curious how that
It
would
could
look.
help.
I think it would. I don't know if it would solve it, but I think it would look a lot better.
It's like the Raptor, and I'm sure it is. Those flares, unfortunately, you can't really wrap because they're textured. So you gotta either somebody has to make them in carbon or fiberglass, or you just gotta have a body shop like sand them smooth and then paint them body color. But either way, I think it'll be an improvement.
But the truck absolutely rips. If you're out there thinking about buying one, you can find one at MSRP. Go for it because it is the shit. Good luck
Are
with that.
they on sale yet?
I thought I saw someone reply to the video that AJ posted, and in their bio, it said they had one and they had a picture, like one or two pics of the truck. So some people must have them. I didn't think they were out, but they must be moving into hand slowly. I love it. It's the stupidest thing and I love it. I have to like I already want to preemptively schedule more time with it in the future just to do more shit with it, but whatever. What has been going on with your fleet right now? What's
Things are pretty stagnant with my personal fleet,
too
but I
hot.
mean, huh? Yeah,
It's
it's
too
too hot
hot
to
to
do
work on.
anything, dude. I'm not doing anything, and I don't even want anybody to like work on my stuff right now. It's just like I'm not gonna drive it, so there's really no rush on any of my personal cars. But I did talk to the shop that I'm probably gonna have work on a Mustang, and talked to him a couple weeks ago, and we're gonna get the ball rolling there. I gotta get some parts from Holley and stuff, and then just pull the trigger when they have time. But I'm not really looking forward to driving that car with no AC and the temperatures being what they have been. But the biggest news and the biggest relief, I mean, for me of the last 2 years is I don't even know how much I've talked about it here, but I've been working on a resto mod project of a 1984 Porsche Targa for a friend and client of mine. And I finally picked the car up from the body shop today. Yeah, the car had been at the body shop for 2 years, I think since July or August of 2020. It's been painted over a year, and we've just been like waiting on parts and waiting on labor and just trying to get the car reassembled and done. So yeah, I picked it up today, and I forgot that it needed window switches. The window switches weren't installed, and it's got power windows, so the windows were up and the AC is not working, and it was only like 85, 88 degrees, but
That's a lot.
windows up, no heat, no air, like just sweating. It was just like a sauna. Like I soaked through everything that I was wearing. I drank two big ass bottles of water on the way home, but it's home safe. I've got a few other things I got to do, smog it and some further detailing and stuff, but that should be on to its owner here in the next, hopefully in the next week or so. So
That's
I'm
awesome.
super thrilled about that. That thing has been causing me all sorts of anxiety for
Nice.
3 years now, really.
Well, it's almost over. That's
Yeah.
cool. It's good to hear.
And those cars are fun as hell to drive. It's not super powerful or fast, but like even just creeping on the freeway, I was like, yep, this thing is super solid. Like, even for an almost 30-year-old car, like you totally understand what separated those cars from everything else back in the day.
Yes, it's eye-opening when you get to spend any time behind the wheel of one. You go, well, I see why everybody loves these fucking things. 100%. On my fleet stuff, randomly, this dumb fucking car, the rear passenger window decided to not go up the other day, which is
Was it
super
the day that
annoying.
it rained?
Well, it was the day. Yeah, it was my daughter and I were going to a for a daddy daughter date. She wanted to go to Dave and Buster's, so we popped over to the Irvine Spectrum, and
Oh,
I had
yeah.
to loop twice to find a parking spot because it was packed. But as we did that, as we finally got the spot, it was starting to sprinkle. The window wouldn't go up. I was like, I can't leave this car here like this.
Yeah.
And I was getting like upset. I was like, and I had to be like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the car.
Right.
I'm sorry. She's like, no. She's like, it's okay. Like but we'll go get the Montero and we'll come back. She's like, okay. So I pulled into the garage. Later that night, I looked at the book, the Haynes. It's like if it's all the windows aren't working, it's a fuse. If it's one of your windows, it's probably a regulator or the switch.
Regulator.
I'm like, God damn it, please don't be the regulator because that's probably expensive as hell on this car. I'm not stressing on it at the moment on the Mitsubishi
Have you
front.
even looked at it?
I haven't opened the door up to, I don't want to yet. Especially because I just got the Mitsubishi back today. The roof rack is cut and modified. The tent is up on the roof. I just have to adjust the rear bolts. The front bolts are good. I have to adjust the rear bolts because they're not grabbing as tightly as I'd like. So I'm going to get shorter bolts. And then it has fresh springs in the back now, which is good. I also put in a new idler arm while I was over there. So the Montero is in really good shape at the moment once I bolt in that.
Upgraded.
It's getting there. It's getting there. It's ready to go
Nice, dude.
camping. Yeah, I'm excited.
You have a trip plan?
I want to do an overnight at a local mountain bike park that has a campground across the street from it just to test out the tent. And then we're going camping in November, but I'm trying to get an RV for that. But if I can't get an RV, we can take the Montero. That's all I've got at the moment, but I want to jump it up and find other things to do with it to I don't want to just have a tent up there that I never use, because then you look like a chode. I don't want to do that. But whatever. Jumping over to some Twitter questions right now. Friend Overlanding Dad at Chris Tracy. They also have a podcast called Off the Road Again Podcast. Go watch, listen to that. It's part of the Hooniverse Podcast Network.
Oh, nice.
Oh, speaking of Hooniverse
I
Podcast,
didn't know we had a network.
yeah, I mean, kind of. Yeah, there's a motorcycle one, there's an off-road one. Speaking of the podcast stuff, stay tuned for t-shirts. Yes. I talked about it on Twitter actually, so I don't think it's going to be that big of a surprise, but we're incorporating a classic head unit as our t-shirt design for the Hooniverse podcast. And pretty
Nice.
much everybody picked Alpine with the green buttons. So it's that's yeah.
I don't remember being invited to vote. I probably
You're
would
not
have
on
voted
Twitter.
for Macintosh or, yeah, that's a good point. But also the head unit that you have in the Montero, I think would
Someone
be quite
suggested
cool.
that would be good. What I think though could be really cool, because there were some other really good things, like Sony Explode or whatever that.
Sticking needles.
What was the pi There's the Pioneer that has the dolphins. I think that was a
That
Pioneer.
was no, it was named something
It
else.
was an
I
Aquarian.
love that. That's my absolute favorite. I remember my buddy Pat got that in his Mustang when I was in high school.
It was the coolest
Spring,
ship.
actually, I think maybe he got it in high school, but I remember going to spring break in Daytona, 1999, my freshman year at SC. I went back to Atlanta. We drove down to Daytona and we just rode around for a weekend and watched the dolphins
Yeah,
just jump out of the
no.
water. I don't know if it, not Clarion, it's something that. Maybe Clarion, but it's something that starts with the D, I feel like. Shit, I don't know.
It
But
wasn't
yeah.
Pioneer. What's some of the other ones? Because I feel like one of
So
my
I'm saying it's
friends
been
had
so long.
that. I know
I'm
Alpine,
recording with my phone, so I can't
Sony,
look.
Clarion. Here, I'll look it up real quick while we're thinking about
Yeah,
it. But
please.
what this does is lead us to future t-shirts with other logos, which could be really fun. Remember, it was Pioneer.
Was?
Yep, it was Pioneer. The Pioneer DEH P6400, and there's
Oh,
one
that's right.
for sale.
That's what confused me was the DEH. I knew that
You did say
something
D,
was
that's
in
right.
it. Yeah.
You should put that in the Mustang. That would be the shit.
I don't currently have really a console or a dash in the Mustang. I got rid of all the heating and air controls and the singled in slot. Like that's all. It's replaced with a holder. A magnetic holder for an iPad that I no longer own, so it just has Bluetooth in it. Like it just has a Bluetooth receiver connected to the amp, so I just use my phone. But yeah, that would be a sick throwback.
That would be sick. But yeah, I think the goal, once the first one rolls out, and they usually do a 1 or 2 week run on BlipShift, then we can look at other. There were just a lot of really good ideas. But the
Oh yeah.
overwhelming one was the Alpine with the green buttons. So I think we're going to start with that one. And then there's some other Hooniverse, not podcast specific, but Hooniverse shirts
Do we
coming
get
out.
to choose the lettering and numbering? Like, are we going to customize that or
I'm
just
letting
blank it
them
out?
pick the design, and then they'll send it to me, and then I'll see what they say. And if we want to adjust, then we can always adjust. If you have ideas, please send them my way though. question from Chris. With auto shows appearing to be in their late life stages, is there a show you haven't attended that you still want to? Best auto show experience and worst. One that I want. Oh, any of the European or Japanese, anything not in the country. Because there's the Japanese auto show and then there's the aftermarket Japanese show, right? And then there's the same thing in Germany, I think.
So yeah, there's Tokyo Motor Show
and Tokyo Auto Salon.
Yeah, Tokyo Auto Salon is the aftermarket. That's basically right. Their SEMA, which is the sickest show. Man, I don't know. It's a toss up for me. I've had two really great like international car show experiences. One was Tokyo Auto Salon in 2014. And I mean, that was an all around great trip, but like it was mind blowing to walk into the convention center that they have that show at is subdivided into, I think, 8 halls. So you start at one and work your way back. Like, you go to the farthest one and work your way back. And we got media passes. So we were there on Friday, which is media only, but still it was packed. The attention to detail is just what, like, set that show apart for me. Like, all of the cars had the wheels clocked.
Oh.
So that, you know, not only was the logo straight, but like if it was a 5-spoke wheel, you know, one spoke was upright and like, you know, your valve stem was at the bottom, your logo was straight and legible, and you know, some guys even clocked their tires. Like, you know, I can't imagine the pain in the ass that it is to mount a tire so that it reads straight up, like the logo, the brand or whatever you want is at the top. Like,
wow.
These people are just fanatic and like insane attention to detail. And, you know, that's when I fell in love with kind of Japanese car culture and build styles that I'd never seen before and applied that to my Mustang. So that was highly influential. Right up there though is Geneva Auto Show, Motor Show. I don't know what the fuck they call it actually.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Geneva, it's, I don't think it's Auto Salon, but Geneva Motor Show, I think it is. But
maybe
that's kind of it's centric to hypercars, exotics, right. Luxury right. Manufacturers. You know, it's like Ford's not there, Honda's not really right. There. Like, you know, it's like the Brabus, the Tech Arts, the Novatex, along with Koenigsegg, you know, Pagani, all of those guys, and that's right. Where they typically debut new models and stuff. And I went in 2018, and I think 2019 was the last one. They haven't had the show since 2019 because of COVID, obviously. But yeah. That shit is amazing, and it's like sure. the concentration of wealth is just like, you know, Car Week in Monterey. Like right. You know, it's all the same players, but
yeah.
I feel like Monterey, and at least the last 2 years, has kind of supplanted or replaced Geneva as the like debut arena for a lot of these crazy hypercars and supercars and stuff, because they haven't had the show. So everybody just says, fuck it, and invests in like the Quail or having a house in Monterey for Car Week. And that's where like all the hype has been the last 2 years, at least.
Yep. Yep. Good answers. That dude, so, Pasha.
To specifically answer his question, I mean, you didn't answer it. I want to hear it from you, but
oh,
like,
okay.
That those are the two shows that would be on my bucket list. I've already attended them, so like there's not much that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think car shows are dying. It's a sad reality, but it's like I've heard nothing but shit talking on NAAIS or whatever, the Detroit show this week. Like, it sounds like everybody's super frustrated. Like, there's too much going on, but not enough like really happening. And, you know, it's just like leaving a bad taste in a lot of journalists and media mouths.
Yeah. I've heard that they're trying to bill it more towards a better customer experience, which makes sense because car shows mm-hmm. still matter to consumers, which is why Chicago is so successful. It's the most attended auto show. But for me, the ones I want to go to Japan and Germany. I forget what the German mm-hmm. ones are called, but where they do the same thing as Japan, where they do a car show and then they do the aftermarket show the next year or whatever it is.
Right. So Frankfurt is usually the big like OE show, and then right. Essen is the
Essen.
Aftermarket
yeah,
show.
That's what it is. Yeah. Essen. Right. That would be so sick.
Fuck yeah.
And even though you'd probably be like, oh, another slammed Volkswagen.
But, yeah, yeah.
But it'd still be sick. So those are the two I want to go to. I don't have any like amazing auto show experiences, just because you go and you work and you see friends and you do some fun stuff. And I always really enjoyed the New York Auto Show, just because to be in New York at a decent hotel, going to nice dinners is kind of
when is that? That's usually in like April, right? So it's like decent weather.
Yeah,
right?
that sounds, yeah, I think that's right. But yeah, the weather's always like decent. It's not hot, it's not freezing, and so everybody like looks nice because they're in jeans or pants, whatever. But yeah, it's good stuff. That dude Pasha asks, this is a computer question. Love my 2013 MacBook Pro fully loaded, but time for an upgrade. Yes, if you have a 13. See people switching to MSI, including Larry Chen. Since we basically live in Adobe land, what say you? Love Apple, but MSI makes badass hardware. I mean, I would read forums, and if MSI can run all the Adobe shit, go for it. I'm sticking with Apple for now. I have a Mac on my desk, the Mac Mini. And if you haven't upgraded in a while, it's definitely, M1 chips, M2 chips are going to blow you away. So, you could even get away with an Air right now and save some money and travel. Dan Mosqueda at Moscovich, any chance you'll try and drive the Aptera Motors EV? They're in your neighborhood after all. Not likely.
I'm gonna have to look that one up, dude. I don't even know what that is.
I haven't ever seen them around. I didn't realize they were even out here. I mean, if they said, do you want to drive one? I'd be like, yeah, of course, but I don't
Have you
know.
driven a Rivian?
No, I was supposed
No.
to get it. They pulled it for reasons, and then I cannot get a hold of them to reschedule. So whatever. I guess I'm not going to drive a Rivian. Sajiv Mehta asks, does challenging an EV to a drag race constitute masochism at this point? Pretty much. If you have a gas car, I wouldn't rev on any EV. When I would,
Any EV? Just
well,
all
I
gas cars
also
just bow down to all EVs?
I don't rev on anyone. I'm 42.
Right.
But the other day
I'm 42 as well, and I don't subscribe.
I shot a video of Adro is a company that does body kits, and I shot a video of their Tesla Model 3.
Right, I
They
saw
were
that.
following me to the shoot location because it was near my house, and this was when I had the GT3 Touring, and I wasn't gonna punch it on the dude in the Model 3 because I would have lost off the line in the Porsche, especially because later on he told me he had some like performance upgrade done to it. So it was even crazier.
Yeah, that was super vague. I watched that video and I was super curious of
The performance thing was.
what that entailed.
Did you just shut your camera off?
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to get on the internet on my computer and it offered to share the password for my phone.
Okay, I
It
got you.
still didn't work, but
No worries. So yeah, if you have a gas car, sure you can run them, but you're probably not going to win depending on what you're in. Dante Casale, with the Queen's funeral in the news, what hearse
oh
puts the
God.
fun in funeral? I think if you're going to go out, all the vintage Cadillac hearses are probably the way to go. I don't know.
100%.
Yeah.
Dude, there's one hearse in particular. Like, I've seen a lot of custom hearses at car shows and shit like that. And usually I groan and it's like some
Right.
fucking death metal fucking Rob Zombie wannabe ass dude. And it's just like, man, fuck that. Like, this shit's corny. And like, they're not attractive to begin with.
Right.
But the one exception I know is I think his name is Brian Fuller. He's down in Atlanta. He's a custom car and bike builder.
Yeah.
But he built this crazy ass, like, I want to say 59 or 60 Cadillac hearse that was like silver or maybe even like really metallic pink. And it was one of the sickest custom cars that I've ever seen in my life. And it just happened to be a hearse. But
Huh.
like, I forgot what it was called. I'll send you a link or pictures if you want to
Yeah.
share. But it like that car blew me away, and I was like, all right, that's how you make a hearse cool.
Yeah.
First of
Nice.
all, paint it something other than black.
Sure. Nice. James Gardner at James Gardner One. Best rotiforms for an RS6.
Just released specifically for Audi R. Well, I'm assuming he's got a C8, the brand new RS6. So the C8 platform we made a wheel specifically for RS6, RS7. It's 22 by 10 and a half. It's called the AVS, and it basically is a modern interpretation of the wheel that was on the Audi Avis concept car from like 20, 25 years ago. So
Wow.
it's just a clean six spoke design. It's covered lug, so it's got like the hex nut cap, and it's just super clean. And I think we offered it in brushed silver, liquid silver, and gloss black.
Heck yeah, there you go. That's
Fully forged wheel made specifically for that vehicle.
nice. I'm jumping over to the Instagram questions because we got a couple of them.
Will you do that? I'm gonna fill up.
Yeah.
You guys can watch whatever the hell is on my television. Sorry.
I
I
don't
was it was vintage NASCAR. I was watching a old NASCAR race from Bristol because I'm going to Bristol for the NASCAR race this weekend.
I like the TV on the easel.
The
I've never
easel,
seen
yeah.
that. Yeah. First question from you had me at YOLO. Of course, the love for the Montero, but where do you stand on the Trooper? I have a friend with a Trooper. I always give him shit, even though it's cool. I mean, it looks like a Montero, so I think it's cool. I think the Montero is a beefier platform and a more stout vehicle, but I obviously love the looks of the Trooper. So that's where I stand
Do
on the Trooper.
you?
Yes.
I've seen some cool like built troopers, but I always thought they were like the weird, not weirdest, but like kind of wimpiest stance like from the factory. Like they just didn't
Sure.
look
I mean, the Montero is a tougher
menacing.
looking truck, but they look pretty
Yeah.
similar. But
Yeah.
you just throw all a trooper needs is some basic wheels and some knobby tires, and all of it
Sure.
instantly it's like, okay, cool. At
Is
my
anybody
life,
fucking with troopers anymore?
is anybody?
Yeah, like, is there any sort of aftermarket support, or are they
Oh, I
just
doubt
like
it.
dead and gone, like
I'm sure the
scrapped?
Isuzu community. Is maybe tight on sourcing parts, but it's if it's tough for Montero people, it's tough for
Right.
Isuzu people.
Right.
My life in Maine, have you driven an FJ40? Thoughts? The original FJ, the 40, I've never driven. I would love to drive it. I'm sure it drives. I don't get upset when old things drive old, like my F100 wasn't the best driving vehicle. People are like, oh, you'd never want a Defender. It drives like a tractor. I'm like, I know, but I still want it. And I want to put an LS in it. But I would love to drive an FJ40. I'm sure it is a wonderful cruising around type thing, and it's still capable off-road. Pretty cool project. Should Ford have put a V8 in the Raptor to be a true Jeep 392 fighter? If they don't do a Raptor R, I'll be surprised, but I'll also understand just because I think the 392, I still think the 392 in the Wrangler is crazy. But the Bronco feels much more set up. This is hard to explain. I feel like the V8 in the Bronco Raptor might get dangerous. I think it. I don't think it's necessarily dangerous in the Jeep, but it's close to being too much engine for the vehicle. With the Bronco, you notice the wheelbase a lot under heavy braking, where the rear end starts to shimmy, and I laugh about it because. The first time you do it, you're like, oh, okay, it's going to do that. And then every other time you're ready for it and you kind of giggle because that's what like off-road trucks, the way they, the nose comes down real hard under braking just because there's so much suspension travel. The Jeep isn't as much of a high-speed desert runner, so it has a different suspension setup than the Raptor. So I'd be curious what they would have to do to the suspension to get a V8 Bronco Raptor to feel safe, because the average person with too much money who would buy one, because at that point that truck would be like, I mean, 105 or more. If they've
I
never
don't think it's.
driven, what's that?
I was gonna say, I don't think it's gonna happen just from a packaging standpoint. Like,
Right.
like the Coyote based, like dual overhead cam Ford V8 is super wide, and I doubt it would fit, reasonably within the shock towers of the Bronco. But I don't know. Like, they also have the what do you call it? The Godzilla, the pushrod V8. But it's like, you're not getting much more power out of that than you are the EcoBoost
And
that's already in the
the Godzilla
truck.
is huge too, right? Isn't it like
Well,
7.3 liters?
it's huge, but packaging wise, it's much smaller than
Is it
the dual
really?
overhead cam motors because it's pushrod, so it's it doesn't have these huge wide cylinder heads and stuff. So it's easier for packaging, but I think that's just a torque monster. It's not really like people have definitely built performance versions of the Godzilla, but like I don't think Ford would invest in that. If they haven't already, like it makes for a decent, crate motor, but I don't see them I feel like they can extract more power from a twin turbo V6, more reliable, easily packaged power than they could from a V8. Like the Raptors, like I'm shocked that nobody's released an aftermarket like swap kit for a Ford V8. Like that tells me that it's not as easy as just
Some
dropping it
people
in
have
there.
built them. Some people have built them, but I don't know if they've sold kits. But I mean, the Raptor R is coming in the pickup, but that's a different
Right. That's what I'm
setup.
saying. Like, I think much easier to package in that thing.
All right, next question. When do we see a new season of Shift Talkers? I don't know. Discovery is working through some stuff, so stay tuned. I know it's not officially dead, so it's still talked about. So just stay tuned. Mein Kaffee Klatsch, what's your take on VW relaunching Scout brand as EV only? I think they're trading on the name, but obviously that's what you have to do. But Scout is quirky enough that I think it could potentially work. The problem with Volkswagen right now is that outside of the bus that they've just shown that's coming to the States, the Volkswagen isn't a fun brand anymore. Like the cars are just fucking boring. The interiors aren't well designed in terms of like the touch points and the infotainment, and like they used to be like a fun, slightly different brand. Like, oh, you could buy a Ford or you can buy a Volkswagen because it's like it has more personality and it does the same
Sure.
stuff like Passat or a Taurus, you know?
Right.
Whereas now it's like Volkswagen is they're just kind of boring. And I hope that an EV Scout wouldn't be. So I don't know, we'll see.
It's a weird partnership just all around.
I mean, it's not even a partnership. They bought the rights to
Right.
Navistar. That's what it was. Navistar owned
Oh, okay.
International, and when they bought Navistar, they just got all the IP for the international stuff, and they're like, oh
Got
shit,
it.
we're kind of just sitting on Scout. Next question is, when do you drive the GR Corolla? I was supposed to go drive the GR Corolla. I slipped and fell, and then I couldn't go on the trip anymore. So. And everybody who's driven it said it's fucking awesome. So, like, really good. And the Merizo one is worth it, is what I've heard too.
Where does that name come from? Do you know?
It's Akio Toyoda's like code name when he's race car driving your shit. So Merizo is his code name. So they fucking threw it on the car, and it's not worth it because of the extra stiffness in the chassis bracing. It's worth it because the shorter gearing, I guess, makes a huge difference in the aggressiveness of the car. But even the non-Merizo one, they say the all-wheel drive system in it is just supposed to be amazing. So I'm eager to get my hands on it. Evan J. Cruz, what's your ideal garage setup? More space and some lifts would be nice.
Just,
I don't know. I don't have a.
fucking
I don't.
3,000 square foot home worth about 600 square feet of living space.
No, I would. I would love to have a little more room to actually fit two cars. I would love to have more headroom to fit a lift, and to be able to pull my Montero in, which I can't anymore since I put the roof rack on, and then just have it like really nicely lit and really clean. And that's it. That's all I need. I don't need bullshit. Just some art on the walls, you know. I guess I like the idea of like art, kind of making it your space, you know. Art, clean, good lights, and then easy room to work on the cars. That's all I need. I don't need more than that. You?
I need a pool table, a hot tub,
I just need
wet
a
bar.
fridge. Well, actually, if it was
No,
ideal,
I literally want to live in a garage. John McGann, the editor in chief of Hot Rod Magazine, he has what he calls a ware home.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure what city it's in, but it's probably like a 2,000, 3,000 square foot warehouse that he literally lives in. It's outfitted as a working shop, and it's minimalist. It's just I don't even know what his like living quarters and situation look like, but like that's honestly all that I really want.
That
At
would be
least at this
awesome.
stage in my life with no family and like no obligations other than go to work a few days a week and come home and play with my cars and not have to put up my tools or clean up after myself, like that would be ideal for me.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. Like if you get
But I would have to
inspiration.
have a hot tub
Yeah, oh
first.
yeah. No, I hear that. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. A wear home, that's cool. Dissonance Smithing asks, did I use the sway
My
bar
buddy
yesterday?
Chuck, who I'm going to Bristol with this week.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I still
Yeah.
gotta order something from him.
Badass. Motherfucker.
Yes, the sway bar disconnect. When you put it into rock crawl mode, it automatically disconnects it in that mode. And I did a little bit of that out in the desert last week while I was helping Kelly Blue Book shoot a red Bronco Raptor. I haven't done it yet on the green Bronco Raptor, but I will probably tomorrow afternoon.
Nice. Oh, you still have it?
I have it until Monday, even though I fly out of town tomorrow night.
Oh, you do too? Yeah.
So this whole weekend, I'm gonna not. Is that from Dissonant Smithing?
It is. I don't know if you can see it.
I see the ATL. I don't know what that part says. I can't see it.
Ho. Says ATL.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, I fly out tomorrow night late to go back east to try to defend our Land Rover off-road competition title.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Is Lindsey Vonn there again?
I don't think so. I'll let you know. I'll try to get a
Please.
picture of her saying hi to you for you. But I don't think
Oh
she's
my
going
God,
this way.
don't tease me. Don't tease me, bro. What time are you leaving?
Like
What time's your
midnight?
flight?
Like
Right,
midnight?
LAX?
Yeah.
How are you
What, you need a ride?
there? I
What
mean,
time's your
I'm
flight?
on your way.
Yeah.
10:50. I got pre-check. I could show up at 10. I don't give a shit. I'll make it.
I think that might work. Just it
Hey, we
depends
don't
on
have
how
to
I
bore
can get
everybody
out of
with
here.
this, but I was planning on driving, but yeah, I mean, I because I have two cars at home, I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I should just drive one to the speakeasy, leave it there, but then I have to Uber back and then Uber to the airport, so I might as well just pay for parking at the airport. Do you reserve parking? Is that still a concern at LAX?
No, I do the parking
What do you do?
spot with valet because I'm
Oh
lazy.
yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, I
They
use that one
come
all
to
the
your
time. I have a slight discount because of like I'm a former Motor Press Guild member or some shit.
Nice.
And the rate is almost the same as like self parking, so I usually
Yeah.
just valet it. Yeah, but
I
I
was
do
gonna
the park
check
spot.
on reserve parking because the last time I, well, not the last time I flew, but one of the last times I flew back in April or May, like we showed up to the airport and there was no parking. Like there was only one structure. It's like we had to park at Terminal 1 and walk all the way across to Terminal 4 because all the parking lots were closed if you didn't reserve parking in advance. Yeah.
I always reserve at parking spot anyway, so but I haven't yet. So I gotta go online and do that because I'll be parking the Bronco Raptor there. I will let you know because my flight's not actually at midnight, it's actually at like 12:54.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I assume we'll see each other in the Delta Lounge at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Centurion Lounge. Is there one? I haven't even checked it out at
I haven't done that
LAX.
one because I fly out of the Delta terminal and they got the new lounge with the
Yeah.
outside seating. So we're bougie. There's one more question from Taylor356. Is the development of synthetic fuels a reaction to the popularity of EVs? I actually don't know shit about synthetic fuel. I see Porsche talk about it.
Right.
I don't know a damn thing about it.
I'm super curious. I don't either, but like that seems like the best of technological advancement for internal combustion cars. Like,
Right.
let's just make our own gas, but I can't imagine that that's super environmentally friendly either. It's like, you're not taking the natural resources, but you're, who knows? I don't know. Yeah.
I really don't know about anything about it. I just think it's the last gasp for fuel
Sure.
potentially. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's better for the cars, if they make less power.
I'm embarrassed that I don't even know how hydrogen fuel cells work, like as far as like how they burn, how they're so much more efficient. Like, it seems like we skipped straight over that technology. Like I know BMW was working on it for a while and actually sold hydrogen fuel cell, like 7 series and stuff, but like it seems like it was an experiment that nobody really took seriously.
Some of them are. Toyota and Hyundai are taking it seriously. Especially for Hyundai, because it has such big implications for their larger vehicles. And by large, I mean like ocean-going cargo ship size and trains. because it's way more scalable than battery electrics. With the battery electric, you have a tank, and that has the power, and that you drain the power just like a cell phone. With a hydrogen vehicle, the power generator is on board the vehicle to power the motor. So, like the hydrogen fuel cell.
So it powers an electric motor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, hydrogen is electric.
Like I said, totally fucking ignorant. I had no idea.
No, I mean, most people don't have a need to know, but it's the hydrogen fuel cell basically creates the energy that is then sent to the an electric vehicle is an energy devourer, and a hydrogen vehicle liability. Is an energy creator.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. But it's more scalable, because to scale a battery pack is very expensive and heavy and blah, blah, blah. When you scale a hydrogen fuel cell, you literally just make the hydrogen tank bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it would be good for buses and trains and all this shit. And it's a very abundant.
I'll be reading and watching about on the flight tomorrow.
Hydrogen vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I believe that. You'll be passed out 10 o'clock at night. You'll be fucking passed out after five drinks in the lounge.
You're right.
Yeah. But that's so you're going to Bristol, and then anything else coming
short
up after
track,
that?
Track under the lights, Saturday night racing. Honestly, this is a bucket list event for me. Like, this is I was not even joking when I told my friend Jason Simmons, who works for NASCAR, who's hooking up pit passes, which I'm super stoked about and I couldn't be more thankful for. I told him, like, honestly, this is up there, like, right with Monaco GP for me. Like, this is going to be that gratifying experience. This is one of the two races that I've wanted to attend since I was a kid. So
it's not dirt, right?
No, it's not dirt. They did dirt last spring. And maybe they did earlier this year. I don't remember, but dirt is messy, and it seemed like it was more trouble than it was worth.
Yeah,
to make a temporary dirt track, like
yeah,
you know, like racing on a dirt track is different than racing on a track with dirt laid down.
Right.
They had a lot of consistency issues, and cars were getting damaged, and people couldn't see, and it was like they just like, you know, just wasn't. It was dusty, and then when it wasn't dusty, it was muddy and slick. Like, it was
one of the teams should have subbed in like a Baja racer who would have been like smiling and losing their mind, because those cars probably have less horsepower than their trucks. Yeah. They could see.
I don't know how they'd see. I feel like the visibility was the biggest issue. It was just like.
Fucking Ace Ventura, it. Be out the side, man.
Pull the window net down.
They'll have tear offs. You know, they'll do it right. They'll say, "Don't give me a windscreen. Give me tear offs."
Totally. Yeah.
Fucking those guys would love that shit. That'd be hilarious to see. Well, safe travels to you on your trip. Safe travels to me on my trip.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
I have a video shoot tomorrow. I have to shoot some of the Raptor tomorrow, and then I have to find time to pack. But my flight's not technically until 1, which
sucks.
Where
are you flying to?
I have a layover. God. I'm going to Atlanta. Oh, no, Atlanta. I'm going to New Jersey via Minneapolis. And then I have to go like right to this Land Rover Challenge thing. And we're driving from New Jersey to Vermont. So, which is part of the challenge this year, I guess, where before we were just on location, ready to go. So it'll be interesting to see what's different. I guess there's more running involved this year, which I'm not in the same shape I was for the last one. It's like, I'm fine. My team and I were talking on Instagram, Brian Dorr from Explore Elements and Tommy Micah from TFL were like, I don't know. We're not going to be as good as the last time, but we'll see. We're going to try, but we'll see. I'd like relearn how to read a compass and, all this other bullshit. I'll let you know about timing.
Yeah, let's talk tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm not banking on it, but I was just
It might just be like, too slight big of a spread for the flight.
Yeah.
And I it's nice to have lounge access, but not for hours and hours.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know, because it's not a bad idea. You could always just Uber on your return trip. That's not a big deal. But that's it. That's 344 for this week. Stay tuned for t-shirts. Follow Ron at 777 style. Follow me at Hooniverse Jeff.
I feel like I gotta get on Twitter now. You guys are over here making t-shirts without me.
You don't. I'll post them to Instagram. Don't worry. Twitter sucks. I don't know if you're supposed to rate and review the podcast, but I'm going to say rate and review the podcast on wherever you listen to it. I don't know if it helps, but fuck it. And then we'll see y'all next week.
Maybe don't.
Maybe don't.